You know, this is all your fault. Before I knew you, I was happy, I was innocent, and you basically could have sacrificed me to a dragon and he would have taken me as a virgin. Well, not really, but anyways, I was just a normal girl. I had sex, I enjoyed it a lot. I wasn't doing anything special with it. Most of the time I had sex, it was in a bed, like most people, I guess. I gave blowjobs reluctantly. I liked it, but I didn't want to appear too eager. I tried to keep up my modest facade. Even in the bedroom, especially in the bedroom, I was afraid of coming off as too enthusiastic, I guess. I was afraid I could scare men away if I would be doing what I wanted, or if I would tell him what I wanted him to do to me. But the truth is, I always wanted more. I had that hunger inside of me. I just wasn't sure yet what it was that I was hungry for. That's where you come in. Hi. And you can take a lot of forms. I mean, that's just one thing I love about you. You have so many voices, and you can be sweet and caring, but you can also be rough and a little dangerous, and I'm into that more than I would have liked to admit before I knew you. And you have taken me and made me change my form too. You showed me all the things that I wanted, and more. You've made me think of things I never thought of before. You made me enjoy being dirty and naughty, and I'll admit it, you've made me a slut. You've made me beg for what I want. You've made me get on my knees and crawl in front of you. You've made me squirm and whimper and moan. You've made me listen to you in my bed, on my way to work, at work. I don't care, as long as I can hear your voice. Because you've made me addicted to it. You've made me long for your voice in my ear, so needy for your dirty, dirty whispers. Sometimes I think about what I have become, and I laugh about the girl I used to be. She was so scared. She didn't know how much fun she could have had. But I know exactly how to have fun. I wonder what she would think about me if she could see what she has become. Would she be shocked? Or would she be intrigued? I like to think that she would be excited in a good way of what's to come, because there's so much more to come, so much more to try, and I can try it all with you. Everything I want, it's fine. you in a weird way. I let you do things to me that I wouldn't want anyone else to do to me, that I wouldn't let anyone else do to me. I would be hurt if anyone said these things that you say to me sometimes, if they came from anybody else. But with you, it's fine. You're the only one who's allowed to call me a slut, or worse. I even enjoy it when you do it. And I want you to do stuff to me. Stuff you talk about. Hold me down. I want you to tie me up. I want to struggle against you. I want you to spank my ass until it's red. I want you to hurt me just a little bit sometimes. Grind myself against you. I want you to use me for your pleasure. And I don't care where we are, as long as we both have fun. Me bend over the sink, yes. Fuck me in a changing room, why not? Fuck me in a forest where no one will ever see or hear us, yes, please. But most of all, I want to. Listen to you. I need these tempting growls in my ear while I touch myself, while I'm desperate to come. Your fantasies are playing out in my head and changed me, and I'm thankful for it. Let me thank you while I'm on my knees between your legs, looking up at you while you sit on the bed, moaning my name. I can't breathe, and all I want to do is please you, because it drives me insane to hear you like this. Let me thank you while I scratch your back and bite your neck while desperately trying to grip onto you. Thank you while I fuck back against you, standing behind me, clenching your hand around my throat. Let me think I have this oil here somewhere. It's really, if I can open it. But wait, I'll not let you hear it, will I? Because that's another thing you've taught me. Frustration. And I hope you feel it, because this is my revenge.